Okay, I'm going to ask Antonio to come up and give a presentation. He's going to talk to us about an app called OmniFocus.
OmniFocus is essentially a task manager based much on getting things done methods of getting things done. It is an iOS app. I don't know if it is available on Android, but I suspect that it is. It's very widely used. It's about $40 now. I think it's worth every single one of those dollars. It was 20 during 2010 when I tried to buy it and it was inaccessible. I'll show you the inbox of where items go to when you create them. I will enter a new inbox item. Then I'll enter an inbox item and give it context. By that, I mean it could be telephone or email or your computer, your office, a person. I'll enter inbox item and save it as a project. I'll save it as Vibug. I'm not sure if I'll save it as a project or a folder yet. I'll enter an inbox item called Join Vibug and save it to the Vibug project. So when I look at that, I'll save it with a deadline of 5 o'clock today, and I'll save it with context computer. I will show you projects so you can sort of see an overview of what different things you might be involved in or different projects you might have running. I'll quickly look at context so you can look at different types of things. If you want to make your phone calls, you just look at the phone calls context and you make your phone calls and check them and you're done. And they stay done inside that project where they were saved and where your tasks were saved. So if I save call Jerry in the Vibug project and I look at phone calls and make a phone call to Jerry and get that task done, it'll not show as a to-do in the Vibug folder.
You said that it's for managing projects and activities. Give us a couple of examples of what you use it for on a daily basis.
I'm a student and I have a folder called classwork, and inside that folder I make each class of mine a project. And inside each of those classes, I will say what assignments are due, and I only see those assignments when I'm looking at that specific list for research methods or for work, when I'm working with a developer on something, or when some question comes up related to that part of my life, or in my case, in a National Federation of the Blind tasks, I save it to that folder.
Sync, dimmed, button, settings, button.
I'm going to go into the inbox, which is basically items I create and just don't give them any specific place, such as a class assignment. The home screen for this app has these different items. I'll go over them real quick.
Settings, search, default, button,
I don't know
one
what
of two.
default is. It seems to be a tab that changes the view.
Selected, all perspectives, button,
That's
two
the
of two.
second tab that changes the view.
Forecast, nine items.
Forecast is very interesting. It shows you, it opens up your phone calendar and shows you what you have to do, but from here.
Past nine items,
meaning
one of seven
from this app.
Today, no items.
There's a calendar view. You hear Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Let's see.
Sun, Mon, Tuesday, Wed, Future, Inbox, 11 items.
There's the inbox.
Flag, no items. Projects.
Projects are those different areas of your life that you might save things into.
Nearby.
I don't use that quite yet. You can probably say at home, tell me to do this.
Context.
Contacts could be those emails or phone or office or something like that.
Review. Six items.
I'll let you guys who, unless you really want to, review is basically a list of everything. If you get the app, I mean, I don't think it's a key feature I can spend some time with.
Other perspectives.
In an
Heading,
overview,
completed, changed, new inbox item, button.
There's a really important feature to know about, which is this button at the bottom right.
Changed, new, complete, new inbox item, button.
You don't have to go and touch that button and double tap it from anywhere where you have this app open. I'm going to go to the very top with a four-finger touch.
Sync, dimmed, button.
From anywhere within the app, you do a two-finger double tap. It'll open that feature to enter a new item, and then just two-finger double tap again to dictate. It may not work in dictate for with headphones plugged in, but let's see.
Adding new inbox item.
Okay, I'm gonna enter it test. So, test, period.
Inserted test.
I'm not gonna give it any parameters. I'm not gonna tell it that it's an email to somebody at 2 o'clock this afternoon. I'm just gonna save it real quick.
Can't save button. Home screen, flag, inbox, home, back button.
And I just quickly tapped the inbox from the home screen, and at the bottom, you'll see that test item here.
New inbox test.
That's my inbox. I'll mark that done. And from here, I can swipe up or down. And when I hear the option for that item,
mark complete, overdue, sign up for convention, due Monday, February 1st, to mark complete, Cambridge housing address change, search button.
All of your inbox items that you didn't specify a place for them will be here.
By pluralis, check WO notepad, see call Michael Krieger.
I'm going to...
Actions available.
I'm going to mark... Let me show you what actions are available for this. Up swipe or up flick or down flick with one finger.
Flag. Delete. Mark complete. Activate item. Default action.
Activate item just opens the page for this.
Flag. Delete. Mark complete.
What does flag do?
But flag tells it it's a very important thing you have to do soon and puts it in a special place in a flag inbox.
Were you moving through like the flag and mark with the one finger up swipe?
That's correct.
Flick. How does that compare with workflow?
I haven't used workflow extensively, but I think workflow is automated tasks that you do a lot. And again, I think it's a great app that I have to explore to answer that. Okay. and have more... Even benefit from it.
It's more like a programming language.
More technical workflow. It's like if you want to do a number of things at the same, it's like a script to do things.
Like a macro?
One after the other. So like that you don't.
That's how I understood it. So if you want to like open Safari, if you're in Safari and you do something like email this link to my mom and myself, and you can just with a couple of taps take the link, open an email, put your mom's address, and it does it automatically. So I think it's a way of automating things. I'll save Vibug as a project, and then I'll enter another one called Vibug, and then join Vibug, and do certain neat things with it. So two-finger double tap will bring up...
Adding new inbox item.
Dictate. V-I-B-U-G.
B-U-G. Inserted V-I-B-U-G.
I'll leave it there like this. I don't want to deal with it.
Cancel. Save. Button. Save.
It's in inbox. The inbox.
Home. Back button.
And because I was already in the inbox when I started this process, it threw me back there. So at the bottom.
New in V-I-B-U-G.
And if I
double, actions available.
Double tap it.
Inbox. Back button.
There should be a field here, a button or a checkbox that says convert to project. I'll flip through here and when I hear that, I'll do it.
Inbox item. Previous item, next item, inbox item, status circle, VIBUG, button, selected, info, no attach, move, convert to project, cancel, button.
Opened up a page for this project. I can give it a deadline or all kinds of things. Let's see.
VIBUG, convert to top level project, convert inside. College assignments. College just convert to top level project.
Top level project inside or...
Convert inside. College assignments.
Basically, if you think of a tree level, I can save it inside college assignments as a project. For instance, if VIBUG were a paper about Vibug, I might save it there.
And that's because you already have a project called college assignments?
Correct.
Yeah.
So I'm going to save it as a top level.
Convert to top level project. Go to this project in its new location.
It already wants me to maybe go there.
Go to project. Button. Stay here. Button. Stay here. Go to project. Button.
I'll go there.
Go to no actions. New inbox item. New in. No. VIBUG. Search. View. Button. Sync. Edit. Add item. Projects. Back button.
Okay, I'm gonna do the two-finger double tap to start a task and put it in this project.
Inbox item title.
Join the club. Period.
Inserted join the club. Status circle. Untitled item. So inbox item title. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Join the club. Selected. Info. Project. None.
I can select a project from here and...
Context. None.
Let's do a context. I'm going to give it a telephone or call.
Search the office. Home. Errands. Home. Office. iPad. Computer. Online. Email. Phone. Repeat. Cancel. Button.
Okay. I told it phone.
Estimated duration. None.
Estimated duration. And these get really detailed if you really want to zero in on your to-dos.
Flag. Context. Phone.
I'm going to put it in the ViBug project now because we forgot to do it before.
Project. None. Cancel. T-Mobile Network. College assignments. Computer-mediated communication.
I found that when you're selecting a project, it throws you into the status bar because I guess it's a bug. Maybe a voiceover bug. So you just have to bring yourself back to the main screen.
Trip map. VIBUG. Repeat. None. Cancel. Button.
So I selected ViBug, it went to that previous page. I'm going to give it a deadline of today at 5 o'clock, only because it'll show you later that it shows up in the calendar.
Do. None. Repeat. None. Do. Do. None. Do. February 13th, 2016, 5 p.m.
Oh, it's automatically there. Does that for every task.
Today. 5 o'clock. Selected. Pick your item. Adjustable.
And from here you can flick up or down through date, hour, and minute.
Today. Sunday. Monday. February 15th.
I'll set it back to today. Flick down twice.
Today.
I'll go to the right for hour.
5 o'clock. 00 minutes. PM. PM. Selected.
Okay. We'll leave it there.
Spot to attachments. Note. Attack today. Pick or defer until. None. Estimated duration.
It kind of gets stuck in that deadline setting, so I have to again touch the middle of the screen somewhere and bring it back to the other options available.
Defer until. Due. Today. 5 p.m. p.m. Today. To plus 1 month. Button. Plus 1 year.
Yeah, there's a lot on the bottom half of the screen about that deadline. So I'll go to the top. A four-finger single tap towards the top.
Cancel. Button.
And save it.
Save plus. Save. Button.
I'm not sure what save plus does, so I don't do it.
Save. Projects. Back button.
Now, I should be inside the ViBug project.
Add item. Edit. Sync. View. But search. VIBUG. Parallel project. Do soon. Join the club. Action. Context phone, due 5 p.m.
Told you all that it knew about that project, the deadline, the context phone, and...
What's the significance of a parallel project?
I think it's its own way of saying it. It's at the root folder, and it happens along the side of, you know, besides having classes, I have this ViBug club that I'm joining today and doing something else tomorrow, so it happens simultaneously with something else. You can view by context, so I want to quickly look at the context and then...
Projects. Back button.
I'm going to navigate to the home screen of this app. Back.
Back. New inbox item. Button. New in. New in. All remain. Pick. Get started with om. Sync. Dim. Home. Back button. New.
But let me look at, which I just discovered this afternoon while prepping, the calendar view, which they call, let's see what they call it.
Settings. Search.
Forecast.
Default. Select. Forecast. Forecast. Eight items.
Eight items in forecast.
Home. Back button.
Now, this shows me all of my calendar items for today, including the ones that I did not create from OmniFocus. So.
At edit. Sync. View. Search. Past. Selected. Sun. Mon. Toot. What. Do soon. Join the club. Okay. Do today. Heading.
Let's see.
Do soon. Calendar events. Heading. Productivity tracking. Email. Ann Cunningham. Email. Vibble. Listen to Manager Tools episode. Send David Wilcox notes on Manager Tools. Home. Back button.
Welcome to my other calendar. So it puts that in here. It doesn't even want you in the calendar app. It keeps you in here for all of your productivity stuff.
New inbox.
And before we finish and open up for final questions, I want to look at context of maybe...
New change complete. Other review. Contexts.
This is from the homepage in the app. Contexts.
Contexts. Home. Back button. Edit. Sync. View. Search. No context. Errands. Home. Office. iPad. Computer. Four first of online. Two email. Phone. One due soon.
Let's look at home.
iPad. Office. Home. No. Back button.
I think it context. Said no available.
Back button. No actions. Contexts. Back context.
Okay, I'm at home. I don't have anything to do.
Computer. iPad. Office. Back button. Contexts. Back button.
So I clicked quickly on office. If I'm at the office, let's open that.
Edit. Sync. View. Search. Office. One available. Overdue. Film and photograph New York strip maps for market. New inbox item. Button.
So there was that item that's overdue. And I could tell the app that it's done. It isn't. So I'll leave it there.
Contexts. Online. Computer. Four back button.
Four context. Items on computer.
Back button.
I heard that. I didn't let it finish. Let's take a quick look and see if I'm at the computer, what I can do from here.
It's view. Search. Computer. Four available. Overdue. Assignment 2. Action. Project research methods. The Monday, December 7th, 2015.
Uh-oh.
Actions available.
I have a task due December 7 last year, so I'm done with that class. I'm going to tell it.
Mark complete. Overdue. Assignment 3. Mark complete. Enter deadlines in numbers file. Mark complete. Put calls with advisory board on our calendar. Action. Contexts. Back button.
So I hadn't...
Back button.
I finished those assignments, but I wasn't looking at OmniFocus. And there were assignments from last semester that I just marked complete and made them go away. So it's a very powerful way to categorize your to-dos and your projects and put them into folders, and hopefully you don't overdo organizing your projects so you can actually do them. If you're able to and you have stuff to do, it is worth it. To keep them happy, I might do this.
Inbox item title. Text field.
Thank people at OmniFocus for making this app accessible.
Is app accessible? Inserted. Thank people at OmniFocus for making this app accessible. Kits save. But save. Home. Back new. Nearby. Flag. No item. Inbox. Not inbox. New inbox item.
And what I did is I created this task and put it in the inbox. I went into my inbox.
Thank people at OmniFocus for making this app accessible. Actions available.
And you saw how quickly I added something that comes to mind that I have to do. Try
now,
to answer.
Can you
them.
Send that to some of the people that made the program?
Not from here. I would sit at my computer, open mail, do it that way. You can assign a task to somebody. I haven't done that. I think it would be really powerful to just open up a person's name and see what tasks are assigned to them. I don't know if it's a premium feature or not, but there are more features than this.
So it's okay. Really a project management app.
Yeah.
So if you have a project and you have a number of tasks, can you string it out so that one task needs to be done before the next task can start?
Oh, yes, waiting on. That is a feature.
And is it? And wow. if you do that, can you so it'll show you like the, you can't do this one until this one's done, or these two are done, and then if one is late, it'll stretch it out or give you the time further down that nothing's going to be done until a later time.
I saw it in the app somewhere as a feature. I haven't tried it. I don't know how friendly it is, but again, if I thank them enough and they next month I want to talk to them.
How does the OmniFocus deal with priorities? Do you prioritize things?
The only way you can sort of do that is by flagging something. So don't go flagging every single thing you think is important, or else there's no point.
And
there's also another thing in getting things done that's you can mark things as energy level type thing. It's really strange. I mean, if you feel really energetic, you can go out and do stuff that's prone to that energy level. And if you're just downtime, you can do the things for your downtime. You can't do it in this app, from what I'm told. But if you want to prioritize, the only way to do it is to flag.
Well, that are due dates, right?
Due dates, yeah.
Is it possible to sort stuff by the time left?
And this is why I'm excited about the app, Jeff, is there a way to sort it by amount of time that it takes to complete something, say 15 minutes or an hour? Excitingly enough, there is. You can tell the thing that it's going to take such amount of time. I've seen that, but I haven't tried sorting it according to the duration yet. But I suspect if you can tell it duration, you should be able to sort it by duration. You tell them, okay, I have a half an hour now, tell me what I can do. So yes. You can do it.
Well, excellent job. Thank you, Antonio.